for everyone. And this was the occasion when the state authorities has to make decisions and balance between two very important interests, the public health and the human rights. So all the actions that have been conducted by the Georgian government during the COVID was strictly necessary in order to firstly prevent dissemination of virus in Georgia, and it was quite useful because the medical staff had more time to get prepared. And second, once these limitations were imposed, this was strictly limited to whatever it was necessary. And that's why Georgia firstly declared a state of emergency, but it was for a limited period of time, and then the parliament adopted so-called emergency legislation, whereby the government was empowered to take quick actions, because it would be absolutely impractical and impossible to every time refer to the parliament. So the government needed to have a possibility, because the decisions sometimes were made three times a day to react and to address the threats coming from this global pandemic. So in that case, you mentioned also the curfew. The curfew, in fact, was used only very limited time. So I think it was a maximum 1 month or something. So it was only very limited time when the curfew was applied. And when it comes to the derogations, Georgia sent notifications to UN and Council of Europe both to derogate from certain rights. But it was also clarified that these derogations on certain rights are used only when it's strictly necessary to that. And at this moment, technically, the derogations are still in place, but as long as there was clarification that the derogations would be applied when it is strictly necessary, in practice, the government of Georgia has already lifted all the limitations. So nowadays, there is no limitation regarding COVID. Of course, this refers to also human rights, and practically, there is no limitation at all. And another very important issue when it comes to human rights is that the derogation does not preclude the applicants to refer to either UN ICCPR or the European Court. So if the applicants would feel that their rights were limited unduly and unreasonably, they can still go to the court or the UN Human Rights Committee, and the committee can still examine and also assess whether the derogations were in line with the ICCPR standards or ECHR standards. So that's regarding the derogations and other forms. Now I would like to give a floor to the representation from the courts regarding the questions to what extent it caused the backlogs in the court system. Please.
Madam Chair, dear members of the committee, to ensure the stable and uninterrupted administration of justice in line with the relevant ordinance.